Why, hello. I didn't see you there. Welcome back to the Brothers War, drafting on MTG ASMR. I have been up to my normal shenanigans of late, which is drafting a deck, feeling mediocre about it, and deciding I'm going to play one game off book and see how it goes. And so here we are, because I won the first game with this. What is it? It is red, white, aggro. And you can probably see a theme here. When I tend to start off book, it tends to be aggro because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if it's good. But we'll see. So what do we have here? Well, we've got a couple of rares. And really the only rare to write home about is Queen Kayla Ben Krug. Interesting name. It says one red, white for a 2/3 legendary creature human noble. You can pay for a tap and discard all the cards in your hand, and then draw that many cards. You may choose an artifact or creature card with mana value 1, you discard it this way. Then do the same for artifact or creature cards with values 2 and 3, and return those to the battlefield. So that's a pretty strong ability, all things considered. And we do have, as you would imagine, mostly 2 and 3 drops, a couple 1 drops. We've got a bunch of Goblin Blast Runners, 3 copies actually, a Yoshin Frontliner, a Survivor of Corliss. We've got a Phyrexian Revoker as another rare. And this one is, I don't know, it's just a fine card. It's a 2-mana 2/1. When it ETBs, you choose a non-land card name, and activated abilities that have that name can't be activated. It's mostly just a 2-mana 2/1, but it's got its applications. Got 2 copies of Penregon Strongbowl. We've got Obliterating Bolt, Whirling Strike, Pyrrhic Blast, Prison Sentence, Static Net. This is definitely our most removal-heavy setup that we've had. At the high end, we've got 3 Takassia's Onulets. This is the 5-mana 4/4. When it leaves the battlefield, you gain 2 life and it unearths for 4. We have a Great Desert Prospector, a Mishra's Juggernaut, and a Mass Production. So as you can see, the power level isn't super high in this, but it seems like it's going to be fairly consistent, and the card quality is not bad across the board, even if it is very flat. We won our first game against another red-white deck, and actually, we won pretty handily. We had a Pyrrhic Blast in our hand that could have sealed the deal. We just won with our creatures. Pyrrhic Blast is 3 and a red for an instant. As an additional cost, sacrifice a creature. It deals damage equal to the sacrifice creature's power to any target. Draw a card. Very powerful card. And I'm hoping to end some games with it, so let's see how we do. Opponent goes first. We have a turn 1 play in Goblin Blast Runner. Turn 2 play in Survivor of Corliss or Obliterating Bolt. And then later on we have a Great Desert Prospector. Seems like an okay hand. Opponent is still thinking about whether they want to keep their hand or mulligan. I would not be mad if they take a mulligan. They do take a mulligan, so puts us at a nice advantage right off the bat. And they're leading off with Forest Clay Revenant. So the sacrifice deck, probably. Clay Revenant is 1 mana for a 1/2. ETBs tapped. You can pay 3 mana to return it from your graveyard to your hand. Well, I like our 1-mana 1/2 better than their 1-mana 1/2, because ours can get +2/+0 and menace sometimes. Yep, there's the swamp, so their sacrifice deck. And they play a good one, Maze Mind Tome. This is a 2-mana artifact, kind of a slow way to gain card advantage. Can't be mad at that. Do we just Obliterating Bolt and start getting in there? I guess so. I mean, it feels a bit on the weak side, but bear in mind, they mulligan, they're already down to 3 cards, so we really need to rattle off some lands off the top of the deck, because we only have 1 more in hand, and we drew 2 more 5 drops, Mishra's Juggernaut and Takassia's Onulet. If we can get 2 land drops off the top in the next few turns, then we're going to be pretty happy. Ooh, opponent plays another good one, our Gothian Opportunist. This is a 3-mana 3/2, makes it Power Stone. Okay, we did draw a land. Good. Do we attack them? Unfortunately, no. they would probably just snap off the block, I would think. So now we got a couple real dorks in the Goblin Blast Runner and the Survivor of Corlys. Our opponent plays another retro artifact, Quietus Spike. 3 to play, 3 to equip. Equip creature has Death Touch. Whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, that player loses half their life rounded up. Yowzer. No attacks for us, please. So what do we do if they equip and attack us? Double block, I guess? I don't know. Spooky. Okay, they activate the Mage Mind Tome again. Yeah, they are equipping the Quietus Spike. So now we have to decide. Do we double block, lose both our creatures, and they lose their creature? Or do we take 10 to the face? Actually, it'll be more than 10, because we'll take 3 and then we'll take half again. Round it up, so we'll take a total of 11. Is that right? Yikes, dude. Yeah, I think it's no blocks. We're going to go ahead and take 8. Or go down to 8, excuse me. So now we're going to play Great Desert Prospector. Get some tapped Power Stones and then attack them for 2. So now it's 8 to 17. We've got a blocker back for their Argothian Opportunist now. Yeah, Maze Mind Tome worked out quite well for them. It has drawn them well back into the game after their mulligan. They play Argivian Avenger. I haven't seen this one yet. 6 mana, 5/5. Pay 1 until end of turn. It gets -1/-1 and gains your choice of Flying, Vigilance, Death Touch, or Haste. Well, that's going to end the game toot sweet. You're giving it Haste and attacking with just the Avenger. No blocks for us, unfortunately. Down to 4. Static Net is good. Do we run it out, or do we just play the Onulet? I think we have to run out the Static Net. Put that on the Avenger. Get ourselves another token. Power Stone token. And then we get to gain 2 life. That's awesome. And now what? No attacks still, unfortunately. Okay, they're activating Maze Mind Tome for the last time. So they gain another card, and they gain 4 life, and lose the Maze Mind Tome. And they have no other plays? Love that. Well, now we have 8 mana available to us. So what do we do with it? We start by attacking them with our Great Desert Prospector. They take it, so now it's 6 to 18. Got them right where we want them. Let's play a Mishra's Juggernaut and a Yoshin Frontliner. Danny Yoshin over here. And now they're activating a land. They're Takasia's Dig Site. Pay 3 mana, tap, surveil 1. I mean, this whole game's been fairly stalled out, so them drawing a bunch of cards is great. They played a Goblin Firebomb at the end of our turn, so they'll be able to blow something up on our side if they want, but that will use their entire turn. Oh my god! Instead, they tap out and play a Mythic Rare Phyrexian Flesh Scorcher. This is a prototype, but they're playing the full version. 7 mana, 7/5, Menace Lifelink, Ward, pay life equal to its power, so we can never hit it. Okay, well, we have to attack with Mishra's Juggernaut, so I guess we'll do that. Are they thinking about blocking? Maybe they're thinking about blocking with the Opportunist and then equipping Quietus Spike onto the Flesh Scorcher next turn. That seems to be what they're doing. Yep, that's what they're doing. Okay, so we kill their Opportunist, we get some damage in, and now we get to cast a Takasia's Onulet, which is going to make for a good block on them. Oof. They shoot down our Static Net, so they get back their Argivian Avenger. And can they equip it? They can equip it with the Quietus Spike, give it flying and haste. I think they have enough to kill us. Yep, they're equipping the Avenger. Oh. but instead of giving it haste, they just cast a Sentinel Stalwart. Well, that's quite bad from them, because we drew a prison sentence. So now we get to prison sentence the Avenger. Tough. Tough stuff. We scry a land away. There's also a mass production. Do we want a mass production? Not really. It's a 6-mana spell, but 4 soldiers really doesn't do much for us. So instead, we're just going to cast another Tacasia's Amulet. And then, no attacks. The Flesh Scorcher is very difficult for us. We can't target it, because the ward is we would have to pay 7 life, which we're at 6. We can't attack into it, because they just get to gain 7 life. I think this is a very difficult spot for us to be in. Okay, they're sacrificing the Firebomb to get rid of the prison sentence, sure. I'm going to say just give it flying, and then we're dead. No, we'll be at 1. They're attacking with the Avenger. Yep, we're down to 1. We drew Penragon Strongbow. Well, that does not let us survive. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and concede. Because they just do the same thing next turn and we die. Well, alright. If they're going to play a bunch of rare retro artifacts and a mythic rare bomb, then there's not much we can do about that. Let's see if we can pull ahead. We're 1-1 currently. Okay, we go first. We've got a bone saw. We also have a Penragon Strongbow, Tacasia's Amulet, and a mass production. We could really use a 2-drop or a 1-drop. We're going to keep this 7 because it's fine. I mean, Penragon Strongbow on turn 3 is not the worst opening. Our opponent goes Mountain, Goblin, Firebomb. They're also doing nothing on turn 2. Okay, so we can play our Strongbow. Go ahead and pass to them. Depending what they do, we could Bone Saw or we could Prison Sentence next turn. They go Tower Worker, 1-3 reach. Well, that is a good opportunity to play and equip the Bone Saw and then attack for 3. And then we'll pass to them. We have this prison sentence, and we could have used it to use up our mana completely that turn, but I really don't want a prison sentence, a 1-3 reach. Opponent's hitting us for 1 with the Tower Worker. That's good news for us. And that's all they're doing. Missed a land drop. Love it. We drew Quincaleb Ben Krug. Love that. Hit him for 3, down to 14, and play Maquine. Unfortunately, we really don't want to activate her next turn, because our hand is just all 5 and 6 drops. Oh, we drew another Tacasia's Amulet. That's so annoying. Okay, here's what we do, I think. We equip the Bone Saw onto Queen Kayla. And we attack with both our boys. And yep, they wisely take it. So they're going down to 9. Now, are we supposed to prison sentence here? I think so, because they're stuck on lands. It might be they're stuck on colors, but I think we're supposed to Tower Worker them. Or prison sentence their Tower Worker. Thank God we did that, because our top 2 cards are another 5-drop, another 2 5-drops. That's like all our 5-drops in the deck right there. I mean, it's a good indication that we have too many 5-drops in the deck, but okay. Opponent goes Swamp. Maybe this will unlock their hand now. Hopefully not. Hopefully the issue was they're on 4-mana instead of 5. And our prison sentence is really hosing them currently. What is opponent doing currently? They're casting Junkyard Genius. 3-mana 2/2. Enters battlefield. Make a tap power stone. Pay 3-mana. Sack another creature artifact. Till end of turn, other creatures you control get +1/+7, gain menace and haste. That's a lot of text on a card. We drew a land, which is great. So now we have the next three turns we have plays. We're just going to attack them now, though. They're taking 5 damage here. Good. Now we can onulate. And we'll see if they can deal with us just casting a Takasia's onulate every turn for the rest of the game. I mean, honestly, they need a creature right now. They're going to die. Creature removal spell. But if they had removal, I feel like they would have used it by now. The Might Stone and the Weak Stone. Another rare. The ETBs choose one. They can draw 2 cards or give a creature -5/-5. They gave our Penragon -5. Honestly, not the worst. Now we just get to smash them with our 3/3 and our 4/4. They're blocking with the Junkyard Genius going to 1. And now we get to cast another Onulet. I mean, they're at 1. They're in a bad spot, but they do have 2 extra mana now to work with the Might Stone and the Weak Stone. But they have to get rid of, they have to deal with a 3/3, a 4/4, and a 4/4. And little do they know, in our hand, we still have another Takasia's Onulet, plus a Mass Production, plus a Goblin Blast Runner. I'm not saying it's impossible for them to come back, but it would be quite the feat. Carefully tapping their mana, one by one. Power Plant Worker, a 4/4. Okay, it's going to take more than that, and they only have 2 mana. Burning through the timeouts. Okay, they used Power Stone Fracture, killed our Quincale. Now they're tapped out, so they're just dead. Just attack with our 2 4/4s. Shaboom, you're dead. Alright, 2-1. We go first, and this hand seems quite good. 2 mana, an Energy Refractor to cycle. Phyrexian Revoker has another 2-drop potential. Penragon Strongbolt and Queen Caleb and Krug is 3 drops, and a Pyrrhic Blast at the top end. Slash a finisher, hopefully. Yeah, that sounds peachy to me. Start with the Plains. Opponent goes Plains as well. Okay. Are we supposed to just go Revoker? Turn 2? I wouldn't be surprised if that is what we're supposed to do. Let's go ahead and do that. Revoker. And now, what do we want to say they can't activate? Great question. What could they have with white mana that we wouldn't want them to activate? Let's do a quick Scryfall, shall we? Ambush Paratrooper. I think all we know is they're playing white. That's a common. It does have a very sweet activated ability. Pay 5, creatures you control get +1/+1. Total shot in the dark, but instead they go Scrap Work Mutt. 2-mana, 2/1. ETBs, you may discard a card if you do draw a card. It's pretty good. Pretty good. We did not draw a land, which is disconcerting. I guess we're supposed to attack. They're blocking. The question is, do we Whirling Strike this turn? I don't think so. Because really we want to play Energy Refractor and try to hit our land drop. Which we do not. Easy come, easy go, I suppose. Missed our third land drop. If we hit next time, we didn't. We drew a Survivor of Corliss. At least we can play it. 1-mana, 1/1 First Striker. Ugh. I was going to say, if we hit that land drop, then we have 3 drops to play for the next several turns. If we miss our next land drop, we are dangerously close to losing this game. We did not hit a land drop. They cast Scrapwork Rager. 4-mana, 2/2. When ETBs, draw a card, lose life. Alright, let's go ahead and attack them. They're just taking it. Now we end the turn. Next turn, we're going to have to start discarding cards. Oh, no. Assuming we draw a land, what are we supposed to play? Forget that. They're playing Kayla's Reconstruction for X equals 2. Look at the top 7 cards of your library. Put up to 2 artifact or creature cards with mana value 3 or less from them and put them on the battlefield. Huh. I think it'd be hilarious if they hit 0. This is a card I think you're supposed to play for like 8 mana. Wow. They revealed 2 cards and they got 2 cards. Recruitment Officer and Ichor Wellspring. What a nutsack. I suppose the good news is we were not winning this game anyway, given our land draw, but that's very irritating. Alright, finally drew a land, so that's something. Let's play Penregon and attack with our survivor. It's 18 to 17. They've got a full grip of cards and 5 lands. We have a full grip of cards and 3 lands. Plus they have Recruitment Officer. As a reminder, this is a 1-mana 2-1, but the activated ability is where it's at. 4 mana, look at the top 4 cards of your library. You may reveal a creature card with mana value 3 or less from among them and put it into your hand. It's kind of a rebel-y effect, but it just means that as the game extends, they're going to be getting more and more value off of that thing. They play Hero of the Dunes. 5 mana 3-2. When it enters the battlefield, return target artifact creature with mana value 3 or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. Creatures you control with mana value 3 or less get +1/+0. So they got back their Scrapwork Mutt, and now their team is pumped up. Attacking with just the Recruitment Officer. Well, we will snap off that block. We drew a land. Okay, things are not fully over here. We can play another Penregon Strongbow. Sure. Next turn, we could potentially play and equip Veteran's Power Blade to Survivor of Corliss, getting a 3-1 first strike. That holds their team back pretty effectively. Stuttering on those lands really hurt. I think we'd actually be in an okay spot otherwise. Man, I can't believe that. Kayla's Reconstruction for 2, hitting 2 things. That's so lucky. They would have been fairly lucky, I think, to hit one thing. I think the most likely scenario when they do that is you just discarded a card from your hand. I guess maybe the most often thing that would happen is you paid 5 mana to put a, like, 2 mana creature into play. Okay, anyway, opponent is going Warlord's Elite. This is the 3 mana 4-4. As it comes into play, you have to pay 2 extra mana or tap 2 artifacts or creatures you control. And Athraxa Demon. Yeah, I mean, their board is getting pretty out of control. They don't have great attacks this turn. Yeah, they're not attacking. Good. Drew another land. I mean, this is good. Let's go and attack with our Strong Bull. So we have a Whirling Strike. They're snapping off the block with Warlord's Elite. People do not respect combat tricks. Watch them have the 1 white mana combat trick now. They do. Laurent's Escape. Target artifact your creature gain with their 1 remaining mana. What a load of crap, man. Welp, that is unfortunate, isn't it? So now what do? We could play, I guess, Queen Caleb Ben Krug is our best bet for right now. She makes it so that it's kind of tricky. I don't know. If I were them, I would just start swinging with everything. Their board is a bunch of 3x creatures and a 5-4. I would just attack with everything probably if I were them. They have an overwhelming remorse killing our Queen Caleb Ben Krug. Well, now the gates are wide open for their attack. Get attack with everything but their Scrapwork Mutt. That's what I would do. They're attacking with Warlord's Elite, Hero of the Dunes, and Scrapwork. They should attack with their Draxa Demon. I don't know why they wouldn't, but they're not. Unless they're wanting to activate it? I don't know. Weird choice. We go down to 8. Goblin Blast Runner. Well, we have a Prison Sentence for the Warlord's Elite. And they're activating Thraxademon to draw a card from it. And then we can play a Goblin Blast Runner. And no attacks. I mean, we're quite dead. Their board's a lot bigger than ours. They can sacrifice things to draw cards with Thraxademon. They have a Tacacia's Amulet ready to be unearthed. And they have four cards in hand. They could also just sacrifice their Ichor Wellspring with their Thraxademon and draw two cards. The world is kind of their oyster in that specific regard. Attacking us with Scrapwork Ranger and Thraxademon. I guess we're going to kill Thraxademon. 6 to 17. I'm trying to think of what we could... I guess Platinum Angel? Sure. We drew an Obliterating Bolt, but we're still dead regardless. Yep, we're dead. We're going to go ahead and concede that one. Yeah, that's tricky. I think if we had hit our land drops early, we could have put up a much better fight. Being able to rattle off those spells and have a power blade on our 1-1 first striker would have been nice. Yeah, there have been a lot of things that we could have done. Oh well, them's the breaks. Okay, so now we're 2-2, and we're in that old too familiar place of playing for our lives. So let's play for our lives. Opponent goes first, and here we have another 2-lander. We have a turn 1 play Survivor of Corliss, turn 2 play Phyrexian Revoker. If we draw a land, a turn 3 play of Quincaleb and Krug, which then we could activate and discard 2 Tacacia's Amulets, which we have. I mean, that sounds juicy. Opponent goes Island Bonesaw. Okay. Okay, we rattled off a land first thing. Very good. Island Bonesaw. Okay, so planes. So blue-white soldiers, that can make some sense. Okay, they didn't have a second play, so now we can attack them with the Survivor, and then we can Revoker and name Bonesaw, I guess. Why not? I think it's probably the most effective thing that we can do. What if their entire game plan revolved around Bonesaw? Actual 0% chance that that's the case. Okay, they go land, but no other play. They have 3 mana available. I mean, we came here to attack. They have Stern Lesson. Draw 2 cards, discard a card, make a tap Power Stone token. Fine, fine, fine. Now this turn, are we supposed to go Quincaleb and Krug? Or are we supposed to go Strong Bull? I think we're supposed to go Quincala. If it comes back to us, we could activate Quincala, discard our hand, and get back a Strong Bull. Okay, they tapped out for a Warlord's Elite. So cancel that idea. Instead, we're going to Obliterating Bolt the Warlord's Elite. And then we're going to attack with our creatures. It's 20 to 11. You know, I'm thinking about Phyrexian Revoker. We could just name Power Stone. It's probably not the worst idea at all. Okay, opponent is playing Static Net, and they're taking out our Quincaleb and Krug. Well, that's just not nice, is it? Does mean we get another attack, and we get to play a Strong Bull, and end the turn. I wish we had another red source, because as is, we can't cast this Goblin Blast Runner. Once again, in a position where we just need to draw a land to start rattling off Tacacia's Amulets. They disenchant our Phyrexian Revoker. Their Bonesaw is unlocked. No! We drew a Static Net. We could Static Net their Static Net. Let's hit them for 3 first. I think we're just supposed to Blast Runner this turn. Air Marshal from them. Okay. They're equipping it. And passing the turn. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think we're just supposed to attack them. We drew a land, so now we get to Tacacia's Amulet every turn for the rest of the game. Just attack with all 3 of our creatures. Presumably they're going to trade with the Strong Bull. Indeed, they go to 5, and now we get Tacacia's Amulet. Now, on their turn, if all they do is put out a blocker, we get to static net and hopefully win the game? Question mark. Hulking Metamorph. For the full value? Yes. So it is a 7. It's just a 7-7. Right, because it's a copy of a thing they control. So now we just get to static net it and kill them. Boom. Dead guy. That's a dub. That's a rank up. Let's go. We ain't dead yet. We are 3-2. One more win basically pays for the draft. So I'd really like one more. Let's see if we can get it. A little Christmas miracle for us. Let's see. We go first. Boy, this hand looks not that good. Bonesaw, Obliterating Bolt, Supply Drop, and 4 lands. Ugh. I mean, we have lots of creatures to draw. Bonesaw is basically a blank. Obliterating Bolt is good. Supply Drop doesn't, like, we have to mulligan this, right? Alright, second hand. 4 lands, Whirling Strike, Pendragon, Stronghold, Veteran's Power Blade. That's better. I think that is a better hand. So let's go ahead and keep this and ditch one of these planes. Sure. Opponent goes Plains, Survivor of Corliss. Yep. And of course we draw our one drop on turn 2. Let's go! Come on, boys, let's go! I will say this. It does block Survivor of Corliss, so it's something. So we could attack this turn and then Whirling Strike them. Nope. They played a Phalanx Vanguard, so they have a 2-2. We're just going to play our Pendragon Strongbowl. They play Sword of the Meek. Very good. So this is a retro artifact. 2 mana equipment. Equipped creature gets +1/+2. Equips for 2. But when a 1/1 enters the battlefield under the control, take or turn it from the graveyard attached to that creature. So they're attacking with their Phalanx Vanguard. 3-2 Vigilance. No, we'll take some damage on that one. Okay, so now we're at 4 mana. I think we just attack. Attack with both. See what they do. Just taking it. Fine by us. Now we get to Power Blade. Now, presumably on their turn, they're going to be equipping, hitting us for some stuff. They can hit us back for 4 this turn, potentially. They are doing that. I mean, it's not like I love being hit for 4. Oh, just 3. Okay. It's not like I love being hit for 3, but I like them missing land drops. Let's see. We can equip 2 on the Goblin Blast Runner. Then go to combat and attack with both our men. Now they're puzzling. Do I block? Nope, I don't. It's 14-12. We get to cast a Goblin Blast Runner and end the turn. Okay, they finally hit their third land. It is a mountain, and they are Excavation Explosioning our Pendragon Strongbowl. That sucks. They hit us for 4. It's 10-12. Oh, we drew another Takasia's Onulet. Please, man. I just want to be able to hit 5 mana. Alright, now we pass to them and we're holding up Whirling Strike. We are no longer the beatdown. Please just give us a land. Or something to get. Anything. Get Quinkayla. Hell yeah, Quinkayla. Opponent is thinking about attacking. They're going for it. Nope. Change their mind. Oh, they are going for it. Okay, so, yeah, I think we block. We're doing one blocker. And then we're going to Whirling Strike. And boom goes the dynamite. And they play Power Stone Engineer. 2 minute 2-1 dies into a Power Stone. We drew a Pentagon Strong Bull. That's something. Come on, we just need a land. We just need a land, man. A land stops their attacks, gains us life. Please. They're casting Mishra's Domination on their Survivor of Corliss, giving it +2/+2. So now they have a 4/5 first striker. 4/5 first striker. So blocking with a bunch of stuff really doesn't help us. Correct? If we block with everything, they first strike, kill both our little guys, and then, yeah, it's no good. Gonna say no blocks. It's 6/12. Oy. And then they have Urza Silex? Question mark? This is an artifact that board sweeps, right? Yeah, 3, it's mythic rare. You pay 4 and tap it, exile each player, chooses 6 lands, and destroy all other permanents. It cannot be correct for them to have that in their deck. Alright, finally hit our lands. Now we get to Takasia's Onulet. And now, do we get to attack? Not really. We could attack with one Blast Runner, I guess. Because on our turn, we need to, like, triple block Survivor, I think. Yeah, that's right. So we get to attack with one Blast Runner. Woohoo. They're trading with their Power Stone. Engineer dude. Static net on our Takasia's Onulet. We get to gain 2 life. The Silex is so bad in their deck. It's really annoying. Alright, so now they're attacking us for their 4/5. I'm going to say no blocks, actually. 4/14. I think our best path to victory is continuing to slam them with our dudes. Let's go to attack them. Hit them for 5. Then cast another Takasia's Onulet. Now, depending on what happens this turn, we could do something spicy. We have a supply drop. Okay, they're attacking with their 4/5, so we block with Takasia's Onulet, obviously. Duh. We gain 2 life. That's nice. And they cast their own Pentagon Strong Bull. And they're moving the equipment back to Pentagon Strong Bull. We drew a static net. So we could cast that, exile the Pentagon Strong Bull, and then, what, hit them for 5? 3/5 they have in play right now. I also have a supply drop. So I think, yeah. So we go to combat. We attack with both our guys. Yeah, I think this is the play. Okay, so they're blocking. So now we get to supply drop. Give +2/+2 to the Goblin Blast Runner, which is now a 5/4. And go to damage. So their thing dies, ours lives. It's 6/7. We have 2 mana left in the turn. Oh, and then they play an ambush paratrooper. So they kill us now, is that right? Yeah, because they have 4 power and they could pay 5, give both their creatures +1/+1 and kill us. Yep, they saw it, of course. Man. Yep. That's game. And that's draft. So I think I see pretty clearly what the problem with this deck was. It had too many 5 drops. We had several losses that came down to needing to draw that 5th land and not being able to, but then also not having cheaper things so we could have played. So another kind of mediocre 3-3 draft. Yeah, I don't know. Aggro, man. That's the way it goes. Still haven't drafted what I would consider to be like a good aggro deck in this format, or any format? Question mark. Oh well, going back to look at our draft deck, I think it had some good things going for it. I'm sad we never got to activate Quinn, Caleb, and Krug. Like, we had opportunities where we wanted to, and it just never came together. What was good? Honestly, when we won, it was just because we curved out. We didn't do anything special. We just curved out with creatures and won. With, like, Takasias, Onyots, and Mishras, Juggernauts, and stuff like that. It wasn't anything special. That's how I'd describe this deck. Winning and losing. Well, next time I play, I'm going to say no aggro, because it has just not worked the treat. But then again, you never can say. You never know what you're going to be dealt out. Just talking straight out of my ass right now. Well, happy holidays to you. I hope you enjoyed this draft, and I will see you in the next one. Good day.